BBC News with David Harper. President Trump has said he will push back his threat to start bombing Iranian energy plants by a further 10 days. Mr. Trump said the delay was at Iran's request and that talks with Tehran were going well. Iran says there are no talks, just an exchange of messages through intermediaries. Iranian media say Tehran has replied to a 15-point US proposal to end the war and is waiting for a reply from Washington. Here's our diplomatic correspondent, James Landale.
As ever with Donald Trump and deadlines, we should take it with a pinch of salt. That said, it clearly buys him time, potentially for diplomacy. We know that messages are being exchanged between Iran and the United States. There's also time for the Americans to assemble more military force in the Middle East. But remember, the deadline only applies to a moratorium on attacking Iranian energy targets. So the likelihood is that we'll still see an attritional war carry on. And the likelihood is that the Strait of Hormuz will also stay closed.
A US judge has appeared sympathetic to allowing the former Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro and his wife to pay for their defence with Venezuelan government funds. Neda Taufik was at the court in New York.
This 90-minute hearing really dealt with a very fundamental issue: who was going to pay for the Maduro's legal expenses? The Maduros say it should be the Venezuelan government. Prosecutors argued that sanctions based on national security barred that from happening. But what was interesting was that Nicolas Maduro left smiling because the judge signaled that he was going to side with the defense here, saying that the defendants no longer posed a threat in detention, that the U.S. government was now working with the Venezuelan government, and therefore the right to self-defense was paramount.
The Mexican Navy says it is searching for two sailboats that have gone missing while carrying humanitarian aid to Cuba. It said the boats left Mexico on the 20th of March but had not arrived in Havana as scheduled. Cuba is suffering prolonged power cuts and a deepening economic crisis as a result of a US fuel blockade. A 25-year-old woman has died by euthanasia in Spain after a long legal battle with her father, who tried to stop the procedure. Authorities had granted her the right to an assisted death nearly 2 years ago. Our global affairs reporter Joanna Keane reports.
25-year-old Noelia Castillo was left paraplegic due to injuries suffered when she attempted suicide after being raped. Spain legalised euthanasia 5 years ago, and the Catalan government granted her the right to assisted dying. But at the last minute, her father, who was backed by a conservative campaign group, raised objections, saying his daughter was suffering from a personality disorder. She accused him of neglect. The legal battle ended when the European Court of Human Rights ruled in her favour.
Our global affairs reporter, Joanna Keane, reporting. This is David Harper in London with the latest world news from the BBC. A group of British MPs has warned that the country must rely less on the United States for security. A parliamentary report on national security strategy says that Britain should prepare for a time when Europe might no longer be able to rely on American support. Paul Adams reports.
This report asks some now familiar questions. Is the UK doing enough to adjust to a new reality in which the US has a reduced security presence in Europe? Are we too dependent on American intelligence and military capabilities? And should we be getting ready for what the report calls a worst-case scenario in which Europe can no longer rely on US support? The report says strategic collaboration with the US should continue where practical, but that the UK and its European allies must develop a clear plan for a transition towards greater European leadership of NATO.
The White House says a population decline in some of America's major cities is down to the success of President Trump's border security policies. In the latest US census released on Thursday, the three metropolitan areas with the steepest declines are all located along the US southern border with Mexico. Mr. Trump had promised an immigration crackdown during his campaign for a second presidential term. A judge in California has temporarily blocked US government sanctions to exclude the artificial intelligence firm Anthropic from US military contracts. The Trump administration designated Anthropic a national security supply chain risk after the company refused to allow its technology to be used for mass domestic surveillance or to develop fully autonomous weapons. A police force in Britain has reopened an investigation into sexual abuse allegations against the online influencer Andrew Tate. Hertfordshire police probed accusations made by three women in 2014 and 2015, but the case was closed after 4 years. The decision to reopen comes a day after the police watchdog said a former detective could face gross misconduct proceedings over the original investigation. Andrew Tate denies any wrongdoing. BBC News.